It's interesting that the night before we didn't get any questions at all, but boy, this last time we got a flood of them. So I'll try to break them up as much as I can. The question is, how did Adam and Eve know what to die meant? Had they experienced death somehow? No, they hadn't. As a matter of fact, they had not experienced death. How could they tell what death was? For one thing, they walked and talked with God. I'm sure he told them what death was. But don't forget, they knew what it was like once they were created. They didn't have any memory of what it was like before they were created. And I'm sure that the Lord probably just told them that death is the reverse of creation. And you came from the dust, you'll go back to the dust. In reality, how do we know? I don't know what the Lord told them, but apparently he told them that they would die and probably explained to them what it meant. All right, what's the next question? First off, Lazarus wasn't the first one Jesus had brought forth from the grave. Jesus had brought forth numerous people. He was constantly healing people. And there were others that were raised from the dead. Even some of the prophets raised people from the dead. Elijah did, for one. And as we, not Elijah, it was Elisha that brought him forth, right? Anyway, there were those who had come forth from the grave. Lazarus was very special in him coming forth because there's a lot of connection between what Jesus was trying to tell the Pharisees and the very fact that he came forth from the grave. And he even says that even if one were to come back from the dead, remember in the parable of the rich man Lazarus, even if one were to come back from the grave, you still wouldn't believe it. And then he turns around and he looks at Lazarus. Here's one who had come back from the grave, and they still weren't willing to believe that he was the Messiah. As to whether or not he would raise others, if he chose to, but the scripture doesn't mention any in the modern times. However, there is a group of people that Jesus promised would be raised just at his coming or just a little bit before his coming. If you want to scratch these texts down, I'll give them to you. Look at Matthew 26, 64. Also, Mark 14, 62. Look in Luke 22, 67 to 71. I'm going too fast. Luke 22, 67 to 71, and then Matthew 24, 30 and 31. There's a group of people that Jesus promised would see him coming in the clouds, who were among the wicked. And those were the ones who were responsible for his death. This is called the special resurrection. I'm thinking in particular of Caiaphas, Annas, Pilate, Judas, that they would be raised to see him coming in the clouds. Why? Because they asked him who he was, if he was the Son of God, and he said yes. And they didn't believe him. They put him to death anyway. So those who were responsible for his death, they will be raised to actually see him coming in the clouds. And if you check those texts, it elaborates on it. But that was a special resurrection of, and they were wicked. They weren't the good people. They were the bad people who would see him coming. And then they die again. I mean, they died centuries ago. They're resurrected to see him coming, and then they die. And then, with the destruction of the wicked, they die again. Pretty bad day for them, you see. Yes, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. When Jesus was resurrected, there was a group of people who were resurrected also, and they went through Jerusalem preaching. And when Jesus went back up, this group went up with him. You'll find these people showing up later as the elders that are around the throne of God in Revelation, this was also a special resurrection. When Jesus went up, this group went up with him. That's why he says that he took captivity captive. Those who had been captive in the grave, he brought them out, and they went to heaven with him, and they show up later as being the elders around, the 24 elders around the throne of God that you read in the book of Revelation. Okay? They were from different ages. They ascended when Jesus went up. They apparently came out of their graves because they walked around Jerusalem, the scripture says. And then later on, they ascended with Jesus. Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I didn't jot that text down. I'll find it for you after when we're done. Okay? By the way, Ardith is looking up the text while we're talking. Go ahead. No, I don't. If you come back on Friday, April 22nd, we're going to be talking about the Mark of the Beast. And we'll look at what the Scripture points to and identifies as the Mark of the Beast. Now, I mean, that may play some part in it, I don't know. But as far as we know, that does not fill the bill of the Scripture. But we'll talk about that later, if you can wait till then. Go ahead. Okay. When they go down into the grave, they go down with their same evil thoughts that they had. When they come up out of the grave, we're going to be talking about second resurrection tonight, so we'll touch on some of this. When they come up with the same thoughts, same evil thoughts they had, and they probably look the same as when they went down. The righteous, when they come up with resurrected bodies. Their bodies will be different. If they went down with one leg, they come up with two. You know, and glasses, you're not going to need your glasses. You can toss those away. But it appears that the wicked, when they come up, they apparently come up the way they went down. Okay? The Bible doesn't really get too elaborate on an explanation of that. So I don't want to go beyond what the Scripture says. Go ahead. First off, if the dead are sleeping in their graves, and both the good and for the good and the bad people alike, how could they have received an evil reward already? In plain words, how could they be seeing people suffering in hell when Christ said he would bring that evil reward with him when he came? So it makes me wonder that they really did see this. But don't forget, the devil can create miracles too. Now, I think the second part of that question is, was it just a hoax? I believe that the children of Fatima were sincere. I think that they were sincere, and they may have seen an apparition or something. But whether or not that came from above or below is the question. And don't forget that the devil can perform miracles. But apparently they were sincere in what they believed. But, you know, a person can be sincere and still be wrong. Look at the Apostle Paul. He was sincere when he was persecuting the Christians as Saul of Tarsus. But when he later on found out what the will of God was, he realized that he had been deceived and that from then on he started to preach Christ. So it does matter what we believe. Now, whether it was a hoax, that kind of implies that there's a conspiracy. I think the conspiracy is on the part of the devil. The devil's going around conspiring against all of us, tempting us and deceiving us to do his will, whether we know it or not. So I don't know if that answers your question or not, but I'll try to answer it further. Yes, sir. Matthew 27, 52 and 53. Check that out about those who came up with Jesus. Okay? And by the way, it wasn't a large group. It was a group who were going to heaven for what purpose? So that they could participate in the judgment. They were ones who had gone through the sufferings of mankind here so that they could represent us. You know, the whole heavenly judgment is based basically about trial by our peers, you see. And Jesus, this is why judgment is given over to Jesus, because the Father never died, the Holy Spirit never died, but Jesus did. And he came out. And also, he knew what it was like to be hungry. He knew what it was like to be beaten and so forth. And that makes him a better high priest for us to intervene in our behalf. Is that it? Okay. If I haven't answered your question satisfactorily, come up to see me later or write another one down, and I'll do my best to find the answer for you.